The scissor crisis is something that causes some people a bit of confusion, so I thought I would do a very quick learning trouble spot podcast on this. The scissor crisis was a name for an incident in early 1923 during the new economic policy, and we can use it in essays to show one of the problems created by the NEP. The NEP, by and large, was very, very successful. But to balance your answers, it's good to use something which shows it wasn't completely successful. So, what was it? Well, the scissor crisis was a phrase coined by Trotsky, and it refers to the shape of a graph. If you put the industrial prices on one side and agricultural prices, if there were two lines, they're running in different directions. So, in the period 1921 to 23, industrial prices were rising, and on the other side, agricultural prices were falling. And so it resembled a pair of open scissors, if you like. Now, the problem that this created was that it meant that with prices falling for agricultural products, it meant peasants didn't have the money to buy industrial products. And there was a fear that peasants would refuse to sell their grain and revert to subsistence farming if they felt they weren't getting the right price for their grain. And this, again, brought about fear of famine if peasants began to stop producing and selling to the right levels. It's important when you mention the scissor crisis to mention that the Bolshevik government, or the Communist Party as they were at that stage, did manage to solve the scissor crisis by reducing the cost of industrial production, by cutting staff, and they controlled wages. And they also took measures to actually increase the prices paid for agricultural products. So that's the scissor crisis. Don't get too caught up in it. Make it simple for yourself.